Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. We are bringing forth real stories about real talented men and women who are chasing their dreams as well as following their dreams. And today on our celebrity spotlight, we have joining us actress Catherine Crumber. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you for having me here. I'm so excited.
Oh, I am so excited to have you on the show. The last time we talked, it was a couple years ago, and we were talking about your novel. And now this time, we're on the actress-producer side.
Yes, yes. Again, and thank you, you know, for having this platform where we can share, you know, accomplishments and encourage one another. I think that is such a strong positive message to have in today's society. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, you are so welcome. So tell us about some of your new acting projects that you are currently working on that you got coming up.
Okay. The first project that I'm working on is called A Murder at Brunch. It is something that I've written. I am also producing, and I have a great cast coming forth. Jamie D. Williams. I have just Alethea Flowers. Just wonderful people. Steve Washington. Just wonderful people coming forth, and hoping to make this project, you know, a success. We should be releasing it later in the summer of 2017. So I am really excited.
Oh, I'm excited for you. And make sure you tap into us so we can interview you in the cast and promote you guys across the summer for this nice Murder at Brunch.
Absolutely. Thank you. And then another project that I am involved in, I'm extremely equally as excited about this project as well as a new pilot. It is written by Steve Washington, produced by Steve Washington and a couple of others. And I play the role of Dr. Parsons. So do be looking for that as well. It's called In Between the Lines, and it's another great cast. And I'm very excited to start filming that next month.
Okay. You are busy. You've been a busy woman, a busy businesswoman, as well as a busy actress, because I understand this is pilot season, so there are a lot of auditions going on right now.
Yes, this is pilot season for actors. This is where a lot of the new shows are, you know, coming into development. They're starting to audition actors. And on our side, we're, you know, hoping to land some of those roles. So it is a very busy time. It's a very exciting time. And, you know, I look forward to the outcome.
Is there a favorite show out right now that you would love to be a part of?
A favorite show? I will say there are a couple of shows that shoot in the Atlanta area and some in L.A. and some in New York. It's hard to decide. I have a gold list, and I would just like to be a part of every production on that list.
Well, pick three. If you have to choose three, pick three.
Three. Oh, my goodness. Three. I like a couple of shows on Bounce TV. I like a couple of shows on OWN. And I like a couple of shows on ABC, and that's as specific as I'm going to get.
By you saying those particular networks, I have a list in mind.
Oh, okay.
Of those shows. You know, some of my favorite shows are on those three networks, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
All right. Is there a favorite actor and actress that you would love to work with?
You know, it's funny you asked that question. I am a huge fan of Regina King. I just posted something on Facebook in response to some accolades that were given to her, and I said, you know, this woman can act her face off. I mean, she is just phenomenal. But there are a lot of phenomenal actors out there, you know, and your show would honestly have to be about 4 or 5 hours long for me to name everybody. I'm excited about the craft. You know, this is something that I've always wanted to do. I started out as a little girl, and, you know, life takes you into a couple of different directions, and now I'm mm-hmm. returning to what I think is what I'm meant to do, you know. In fact, I know that this is my passion, this is my dream, you know, alongside writing. And, you know, we have one life. One, and you can either choose to do, you know, what you're passionate about, or you could choose to be in another lane where you don't belong and be miserable. I choose to be happy, and I choose to do what makes me happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What advice would you give someone who wants to be in the entertainment industry as an aspiring actress?
I would say, first, do your homework. You know, find reputable classes. You know, attend those classes. I attended class, and I will continue to attend class. I mean, it's one of those things. It's par for the course. It strengthens you as an actress. It opens you up to new ideas and possibilities. And I, you know, I believe in learning, you know. And if you're mm-hmm. passionate about acting, know that no one ever really arrives. You should always constantly be searching for new ways to improve your craft. The second thing I would say is realize that this is a business. And mm-hmm. as an actor, you are the product. So keep that in mind. You know, you're the CEO of your company, and you need to carve out a direction. You know, what is your direction? What direction do you want to go in? Do you want to go into comedy? Do you want to go into drama? You know, what direction do you want to go in? Do you want to write and produce, you know, your own and star in it? Figure out what you want to do, map out your plan, and, you know, stick to it. The third thing I would say is, and probably goes back to the first thing, never stop learning. You know, look for those people who have gone, you know, further than you have gone. And, you know, study their path. Study, you know, and, you know, look, take some lessons from there. And as my grandmother can say, and this is about to sound extremely country, eat the meat and spit out the bones. Keep it moving.
I like that. Now, you're always writing, and I noticed that you will be coming out this summer with another novel in Meet the Royals. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Catherine Crumber's Meet the Royals was something that I started a few years ago, and I was about to release it, and something in my heart just said, you know, you need to hold this back a little bit more for a little, you know, another time. And I just held on to it, and now I feel that it's the time to release it. It's set after World War II. And we have some characters who are millionaires, African-American millionaires. And we just follow their journey in the Bahamas. There's a lot of twists and turns and surprises. And I believe everyone will be very pleased with the novel.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. Now, I know being an actress and being a black woman in Hollywood, do you foresee progress as female actresses like yourself are getting more roles, getting more prominent roles? How do you see the industry from a female actress perspective?
You know, I'm very happy for, my counterparts who are, starring in the major networks and in major films. You know, I'm very happy for them, and I do see that as progress. I believe that there is more progress to be made. We never arrive at perfection. It's something that we just strive towards, and we strive towards that in excellence, or at least that's what we're supposed to do. I am glad for those opportunities, but what I am most proud of is the opportunities that we are making for ourselves. That's what I'm most proud of. You know, you have a choice. You can walk through a door someone else made, or, you can build your own door and walk through it too. And at one point in time, that was not the case. So for all of the actresses that have, gone before me or gone before us, thank you, And I think the opportunity, is expanding, and I'm very proud of that.
Okay. But, I think it's expanding as well. Seeing a lot more of us on television as well as like you said, in major films, which is good, but we still got a good journey ahead of us. I thank you for, following your dream, being passionate about your gifts, because that is truly what you have. You've tapped into your gift and you're sharing it. So how can our audience and listeners follow you on social media and learn more about you?
Oh, okay. Well, it's very easy. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are all under C. Crumber, and that's CCRUMBER. You can follow me there, as well as visit my website, ccrumber.com. And you can look for me on Murder at Brunch, as well as the other shows that are in the works.
Okay. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today on our Celebrity Spotlight segment. We really appreciate you, and I love the fact that you're chasing after your dream. You're walking in your purpose, and you're passionate about something that you love. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you again for inviting me to the show. It has been such a pleasure, and I look forward to great things for you as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, that is our segment today, everyone. Be sure to follow Catherine Crumber on social media, and be sure to check out Murder at Brunch this summer. And coming as well sometime later this year, In Between the Lines, as she's playing the role of Dr. Parsons. Sounds good. You got to check her out. All right, everybody.
All right.
Have a great
one. Take care,
one.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's the end of our showcase today, everybody. I want you guys to go in peace, love, and happiness. Yes, I took that from Soul Train. I just had to say it because it's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful day. And I thank all of my guests that have came onto our show today. And I truly appreciate Catherine Crumber. Guys, be sure to follow her on social media. She has some great things going on. All right. Until tomorrow, be blessed.